Once an analog sound wave has been converted to an analog voltage and then converted again to a digital version, it can be stored in a digital format. There are several options available at this time. Understanding the trade-offs that each option represents will help to keep recording sessions flowing smoothly and data safe. The two biggest issues that affect the choice of storage media are data throughput, or how much information can be transferred in a particular amount of time and at what cost. With most storage media, the speed of data transfer will be limited by either the type of storage device itself or the way in which it's connected to your CPU. Some of the faster means of connectivity today include FireWire, eSATA, Thunderbolt, and USB 3.0. Older means of connecting external storage like USB 2 and older are generally too slow to allow recording, no matter how fast the drive itself may be. Some DAWs, including Pro Tools 11, now have an option to use extra RAM built into your computer as temporary storage for audio recording. If you have enough RAM in your system to dedicate several gigabytes to your DAW, this option can significantly increase the reliability of your system while recording by eliminating most of the bottlenecks to data transfer.